It's you, Draconis, this city's little guardian dragon. The one who shoots fireballs at shoplifters at the mall. It's over, Draco. The water supply is perfectly tainted with my venom. Soon, everyone will have a little taste of me. Now, I haven't exactly done much testing, so I'm excited to see the effect my special serum has on the population. There's nothing you can do about it now. Might as well just give up. You're kind of cute. You single. Can I have a quick kiss while your city gets the kiss of death? Oh, nice leap there. You got a nice long wingspan, don't you? I can't believe you'd hit a girl. What kind of guardian are you? You're strong, but maybe your flashy costume should have come equipped with a cup. Draconis the Guardian, huh? You can't even guard your own Dragon Balls. Huh. I didn't even have to use my venomous claws on you. Who knew little old me could take down such a big beast with such a simple, perfectly targeted kick? And I'm enjoying every second of this. Your howls of shock and pain. And while you lay there, trying to comfort your swollen sack, this toxic water will pour out of everyone's faucet and into their glass. The city's counting on you, so hurry and get up, guardian. Oh, what's going on, Draki? Did I smash your dragon fruit? Was I too rough? Oops, my foot slipped. Bellowing grunts are music to my ears. No need for foul language. I mean, with the city gone, you can just take an extended vacation. Go to the beach. There'll probably be no lines at Disneyland. Oh, maybe meet some girls. Hey, I'm looking, by the way. Just saying. Huh? Still keeled over on the dirty floor? Cupping your bruised danglers? Well, I'm still standing. Better than I ever did. I'm looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. Hey, Draco, while you're writhing down there, can I tell you a secret? I've had a crush on you for a long time. I mean, yeah, I'm crushing on you and your sack too, it seems. You look pretty hot in the papers after fighting those stupid petty crimes. I'd rather see you have a real challenge. In fact, let me see you. I'd love to see you up close while you're too weak to fight back. Now turn over out of that fetal position on your back. Now. Don't make me use my boots. Wait, is that a. Are you hard? You've got wormwood with that deliciously angry look on your face. You fucking sexy weirdo. You like this. Well, I'm not missing this opportunity. How could I resist such a bad dragon like you? Let me straddle you, stunned. Did you smack my tits? You like seeing them flop and jiggle around your face, huh, you freak? Bad. Bad. Do you know how easy it would be to adjust ever so slightly enough to let my knee wind back and have a clear shot of your throbbing targets? There. Now that our superhero is in a more manageable state, you're going to listen to me. Firstly, you're not doing that again. I don't care how energetically your dick throbbed for it. No close quarters combat to the cans. Or you might find two cracked dragon eggs below your belt. Got it? No. I'm gonna move my hips and push the pussy you've been moistening towards your face. No, you're going to rip my panties away with your teeth. Take a nice good look. Then encircle your growling mouth around my clit. Let's see that tongue do something useful for a change. Yes. Not many choices left for you when you're sitting on two hot coals, huh? Oh, there we go. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I need to remember how many kicks it took to get this far. Jackie, I can't leave your balls aching inside and out like this. So I'll turn around and sit on your face. Like this. And I guess I can give your Dragonlance some attention, too. Hey, don't slack off. I'm giving you a blowy as a courtesy, but I gave you clear instructions. Forget my clit again, and we're adding extra crushed nuts to this banana sundae. That's better. That's a lot better. And your heavy, pained gasps heating up my cunt is fucking delightful. Did that one hurt? There, there. I'll kiss them and make them better. Yeah. Oh, you're so good at that. Done this before? Or is the threat of completely broken balls just that good of a motivator? You off. I'm sorry. Damn, your balls seem so heavy, too. Like two red wrecking balls. Except they're the ones that were wrecked. They must be so. Wait a minute, I'm a kitten. You can't mount me doggy style. You seem a little angry. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck me like an animal. You gonna show this busting bitch who's boss or what? Guess I hit a nerve or two. Oh my god. Oh my god, you're gonna wreck this goodies, kitty. Fuck it. Oh, fuck it. Give it to me. Fuck it. Give me what I deserve for shattering your precious swollen bones. Blast my pussy with load after load of cream deep inside me. Fill me with the blizzard of your sticky, nasty gum. You know what? I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for driving your sad stones into your body with the toe of my boot. Or using my knee to stamp an imprint of my fishnet stockings into your sack. I could save a lot of money on birth control if I finally break your nuts. No, come inside me. Fuck me. Fuck me as hard as I kicked your defenseless balls. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come again. Fuck. Come inside me. Oh my god, no, stay inside me and plug in all that milkshake I blended for you. Cascading down my leg. Oh, yeah. Let me lay here for a second. Oh, fuck, that was so good. Oh, that was so good. Oh, let me get a 15-minute break. No, don't pull my hair, stop. Okay. I'll tell you about the damn venom. I'll tell you what I put in the water. I wanted to see if my chemicals would make any frogs gay. That's all.